the energy's really, like, big. Like, almost like last night, I was in a ceremony, but I was vibrating it with the ohm. That's how fast, you know? Like, this is, like, anybody would think that, I mean, totally not human anymore. Intergalactics are the, breaking my neck, I mean, in a good way. So, it's going to be more than that?
Say your first name.
Lisa.
Yes, ma'am. So, I've got my laptop. I travel very quickly with my laptop, and the E on my laptop is just staring at me. E for excellence. Yes.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm trying to ground, you know, I think, okay, I'm really working on that for knowing these things, and I'm just going to keep going, and thank you so much.
Open up to Joshua's channeling. You're going to find him coming through you. You're not going to channel him, but he's helping you elongate your emphasis. In other words, he's going to be helping teach you how to heal. So you're going to feel his placement helping you with your expansion.
Okay. Well, on that note, last night I felt like somebody needed to get their legs pulled, and it was just exactly what needed to happen.
You're an apprentice is what you feel like. They're training you.
Okay, good. Perfect. All right. Thank you.
But you're very welcome. Remember that in order for power to pass through you, you have to feel comfortable with this possession.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's just, you know, it's hard now, like, the other day, my brother said something that really bothered me. My brother's back.
Say your first name one more time.
Lisa.
Open up to new passage. So just imagine you're on a highway and, oh, look, they have like a new off-ramp, or they have a new, like, you're just like, you're going to have the old stuff that you've been committed to, and you're from yesterday, and you're going to have the new vehicle. And feel the light. Feel the light.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Hello, Jennifer versus Jenny Mack.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help?
May I have a message?
And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Open up to divine love. You want to remember that God is love. So if you're not feeling very loving to self, you're obviously in the wrong boat. And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
The reason you came after Lisa is Lisa has to open up to power in order for her powerful healing abilities to take hold. You have to open up to, say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Thank you. You have to open up to love in order for love to surround you. So this is about treating yourself kindly. This is about realizing that love's blessings have to flow through you, and that you're the place of honor. So just imagine, like, it's your birthday party, it's your Halloween party, whatever it is, but that you're the main greeter, you're the host, you're the one that it's like, yes, come please this way. So you're gonna be serving others out of your completion, out of your completion. Say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Thank you. So this is about trying on a new new style. So just imagine you're loved by spirit, you're loved by God, you're loved by the angels, you're loved by Moses. Draw in every name, every dialogue, every deity, any archangel that you want. But you really want to practice swallowing bliss. In other words, to allow love's demonstration, to allow love's greeting. Say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Just when you do this, and they're asking you to have some practice sessions, like, you know, just whatever. Notice where there's a blip. Notice where there's a stop. Notice where you don't feel deserving or whatever it is. And just imagine, just imagine you're cleaning something out and it's like, oh, there's some stuff stuck. I just need a to wash that out. And so just imagine it releasing. Imagine like you're dislodging or you're releasing the false self. And it's like, oh yeah, that's the false self belief. And just imagine, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Just imagine love's asserting its presence where, wait a minute, that was the old belief. So see how similar it is to Lisa's message, where you're releasing that old belief, you're acknowledging it's old belief, but it's just like stale. It's sort of like, this isn't good anymore. I need the new, fresh stuff. So anything where you're letting the old go, you're coming into your truest claim. Jennifer, say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Imagine being loved. That's your job. It's the same message. Loved by God, loved by Jesus, loved by Mother Mary, loved by whoever it is that rings true for you, loved by your divine presence. But you want to imagine receiving that love. You want to find a place where love can reside within self. Jennifer, say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
When I tune into you, I'm looking at like a flower where you got those many petals around. You've got maybe 3 petals where they're colored in with love out of 10. That's how much more love is waiting to coincide with you. That's how much love is waiting. You want to remember that love is the master healer. Love is the master healer. So just practice it. If like it's a pretty day, it's like feel being loved by the sunshine, by the trees, by whatever it is. Just imagine God's presence all around you. Practice, practice, practice makes perfect. Say your name one more time, honey.
Jennifer.
All the places where this is not in alignment with this truth, receive it as the false self. Or if you have other words that ring true for you, use those. But just identify it as misinformation, false self, ego. You acknowledge it, but you're passing it by. You acknowledge it, but you're passing it by. And I literally see like pouring another pitcher of carrot juice, of lemonade, of water, of honey nectar. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Receive love. Now, what I'm leaving you with is when I tune into your higher self, I literally have like a pitcher, and it's in the shape of a heart, and I have a rose in that pitcher. And so what you're doing is you're filling that pitcher. So every time, oh, so no group today. That was from last session. Oh, Lordy. Every time you allow that love in, you're like filling that pitcher with water for that rose to thrive. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
You decide, you choose. It doesn't matter the prior programming. It doesn't matter the false self that's lived as Jennifer up to this time. You're creating new endowment. You're creating new alignment and focus. And say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
They're saying you're ready. You're ready. And do you have any questions about that?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
You really are. I have that flower. And it's like you've got 3 out of the, you have 7 more petals to fill up. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am?
Okay. If the false beliefs, the false selves, and to allow them to be released, can you guide me? But can my guides guide me with a visual, like a witch, to kind of move out that old?
Yes, yes. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
I was misled. I was misguided. So what you're acknowledging is I was given wrong information. So this is a little bit like what happened was, I dropped my son here so he'd have internet for online school, and I ran back home to get my laptop, and I was going to come back here, and my neighbor's like, you don't have to leave and she gave me all these reasons why I didn't. And that was false information, because obviously it didn't work, and I had to come back here again. So the point is, okay, that was false information. So in other words, say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
It's sort of like realizing that you've been living falsehood. You've been living out of false information. So the idea that an extension of God could not be good enough, that could not be worthy, how could that possibly be? You are divine. You are the divine. So it's simply just acknowledging that I really haven't understood who I am up to now. I've been living like these false treaties. So just sort of massage it, play with it, until you start realizing it's almost like there's new information about me that I haven't heard about. Anything like that.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, honey. Hi, Ananda.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I am good. Well, thank you. How may we help?
Message, please.
Own your truth. Own your truth. It's time. It's just like, oh gosh, say your name one more time, please.
Ananda.
It's like you and I are living parallel universes. So, I don't know. There's just so much polarization right now, and so many people have a verse. So many people have a lifestyle. You're going to hear ultimate truth. You're going to hear an ultimate knowing. It feels like living out of your solar plexus, where things can be said, you know, here's one side, here's the other side, and here's the ultimate truth. So, for example, you know, you can have one person, one group saying this, the other group saying that, but what you're really looking at is how the ego is committed to keeping the conflict. Because if we can stay in conflict and keep arguing amongst ourselves, we'll never awaken to our holiness. We'll never awaken to our truth. So you've got like the surface story, you've got the surface level, and then you have the ultimate knowing. The ultimate knowing. You're receiving, say your name one more time, please.
Ananda.
You're receiving grace. You're receiving holy transmission. You're receiving moments of value, moments of increase. It's a little bit like you're going to watch conflict and realize that there's like a truth above it. And you're going to learn how to hold that placement. You're going to learn how to hold that respect. And the most important part of this is that you're going to learn how to do it without the belief in judgment. So, and this is the problem. It doesn't matter what the issue is. When people are arguing, there's judgment going back and forth. So everyone's in the ego. What you're learning to do is really bring forth the love, really bring forth the assertive value. It's like having the compassion for people think that they're striving for justice or whatever, but they don't have the apparatus, they don't have the equipment, and you're here like the soldier of God that's bringing forth heaven on earth. In other words, you're above the belief in division. You're really like in that united offering of love's harmony. Say your name one more time, please.
Ananda.
Thank you. You're going to be counseling those that know. What I mean by that is there are those that are positioned for advancement, that are positioned for success, that have places of honor, that just need a little tweaking. In other words, they know what they're doing, they're right, but they need to come up higher in order for their voice to reach mastery. In English, it's leaving. It's a little bit like when Mother Teresa says whatever she said. It's like, I'm not against war, I'm for peace. So it's like that difference in octave is what's needed for all of us to plug into divine grace and bring us up into truth. So there are going to be those that are influenced. I'm just going to call them influencers. I know that sounds weird, but I don't mean Instagram influencers. I mean like those that have the ability to rock the boat, to make a difference. So it may be a councilman. It may be supervisor of the school. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be people that are being put in certain places, but they need proctoring. They need support. They need hand-holding so that their vision, their vibration is one of highest value. So you're going to be teaching. You're going to be administering. You're going to be like, okay, you're good, go. Say your name one more time, please.
Amanda.
You're learning how to, the guys that are with you, by the way, are just, I'm just going to call them heavyweights. I don't know how else to explain that. It's not just what you're channeling. It's not just the books you're writing. It's vibration, the frequency that you're allowing to travel with you. Because that's the frequency, that's the energy that others need to reach. Because what's happening is there are those that are maybe like, oh my gosh, they're 90% of the way there. What I mean by that is they have the goods, they have the information, they've been groomed. But without that last percentage, it's like their organization, their committee, their nonprofit or whatever, can only get so far because they're working out of the old energy. So they're going to come to you, whether they meet you in the grocery store, they read your book, they come to church with you or whatever, for you to help signal their readiness, for you to kind of help them move into that higher standing where it's like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. energy, where it's like, I'm not going to come down to hate no matter what, because only love can win. So there are those that are lifelong companions. What I mean by that is somehow, oh, I don't know if it's like the same soul group or the same Blu-ray or whatever it is, but they're going to come to you for mentoring. They're going to come to you for mentoring, for support.